The rebels, from the very beginning, have a target of sabotaging or destroying or occupying the oil field, both in Unity State and Upper Nile. In Upper Nile, they have failed their attempt to advance towards oil field of Baloj, who was frustrated in Malut when they were destroyed and defeated in Malakal. In Unity State, the rebels have been trying to hold on Tarjas. They were defeated in Tarjas, and their SPLA forces are in control of Tarjas. And the rebel again tried on the 5th of this month to occupy Unity Oil Field north of Bentiu. Again, they were defeated, and the SPLA is in control of Unity Oil Field. So the rebels claim it's a false, misleading information to mislead the world that they are controlling oil field. That is a lie.
What the rebels say they are trying to do is to deny your government the use of the oil fields, which they claim your government is using to buy more weapons instead of helping the people of South Sudan.
Well, since the eruption of this war, the exploitation of oil in Unity States has stopped. That is the reality. And the government is not using the oil field in Unity State because the rebels have killed, from the very beginning, engineers and some workers. That forced the companies to pull out of Unity State. That was the act of destruction and part of the plans of the rebel to destroy towns and oil installations. So that part of South Sudan where the oil had been functioning is not functioning. It stopped because of insecurity, but the oil fields in Upper Nile are operational, and the rebels have been trying to stop it or sabotage it, but they have failed.
Colonel, does your government still stand by its claim that Khartoum is supporting the rebels who are loyal to the former vice president? Because Khartoum has denied that.
Definitely. Khartoum will never convince anybody because the rebels of Riek Machar have offices in Khartoum. They are getting their training there. And the recent attack in Upper Nile, in a place called Gabad, west of Shulu Kingdom, the rebel got their supplies from the north. One of the trucks that were captured on the 5th, just 3 days ago, was coming with ammunition and food from Khartoum and is now under SPLA. SPLA occupied it in a place called Wedekona. It's a reality, it's not a claim. We have a lot of evidence of Khartoum supplying ammunition, dropping weapon and ammunition in areas that are controlled by the rebels.